Hello and welcome to the Bentley Report. We are in June 2022. I'm Gary Peer.
I'm Leon Guzenfitter.
You are indeed. And a big wrap for the end of financial year, Leon. Yeah. It's been an interesting one when we look back the last 12 months.
Can you believe it? How much has happened? I think everyone forgot we had an earthquake in the last 12 months as well. Yeah, that's been the last 12 months.
Or even a bushfire necessarily not so long ago. But we've all been, of course, absolutely transfixed and hypnotised by the COVID crisis, which we're still actually here, but I think we've all just moved on. I think, you know, someone said the other day, how many people died of COVID today? It was 20, so it was pretty terrible, but yeah. We don't have any grandstanding premiers or noise because the election took care of all of that. And now we've just found, well, if you've got the vax and, you know, you've been vaccinated and, you know, you're going to just get on with your life and do the best you can. So yeah. There's flus and all sorts of things now. I'm not downplaying it because it has been terrible, but it seems like we are all just finding a way now to move on and live life without obsessing, I suppose, about the pandemic, notwithstanding
that, we
need to be careful, of course. Let's talk a bit about the real estate market, because we're certainly not epidemiologists, and really this is not our position to be talking about the pandemic, but more so the property market, because we think about the last 12 months and we think about lockdowns and restrictions at open inspections and limits of auctions and have to be outside, you've got to stand over there, and I mean, I think we're
going to look back. Remember QR codes?
QR codes.
Everywhere.
Obsessive, and I think we're going to look back on a lot of this stuff and think, was it all really correct and was it all really necessary? But again, let's get away from being political and just talk. But when you look back at the last 12 months, it's been an interesting, trying period of time. And of course, when we look back late last year, things went crazy when lockdown was over. Everybody was scampering around, running like mad to get out of their house, to move, to change, to upgrade, to downsize, whatever it was, get away from their partner, some cases also, who they've been cooped up with. And of course, prices were, you know, significantly sharply affected straight away. Now, things settled down at the start of this year and have settled down even probably a bit more so since, as we've had an adjustment in the market. But still, some homes still getting as much or more than they ever have.
That's right.
And different factors at play for that as well. And I think if we talk about one property, we can't talk about the price, we could probably give a little hint around the price, but look at 1A Hopkins Street that was auctioned last weekend, which was a beautiful home, and well done to the vendors on presenting and providing such a beautiful home. Well done to Carter Grange, who built such a showcase property. But tell us a bit about that auction, because it was amazing.
Look, it was a collection of families. There were four people bidding for a family home that, look, it's a 24, 36-month process to replace. You've got to find the block of land, you've got to find your builder, you've got to find an architect, you've got to find a builder that can build and have time for you to build, because they're also busy at the moment, who can find trades, you can find the materials. Suddenly you're 2 or 3 years in, your 14-year-old's become 17 years old, and you think, why am I doing all this? So we had four families competing for this beautiful home. Sort of, we were hoping with enough competition it can reach $3 million. That was sort of a real hope price for us.
Yep.
And it went on the market around that price and sold for closer to 3.5, we can say.
Yeah,
we can say closer to three and a half.
So somewhat of a record price there on the corner of Thomas Street and Hopkins Street. But a beautiful home. Congratulations to the buyer as well, who have really got a home for a lifetime. You know,
absolutely,
that is a house that you could sustain forever. Yeah. Now, moving aside from that, some other interesting sales that have happened. 17 Lawson Street, Bentley, it was a popular home.
Yeah, it was. We had a competitive auction on the street. Two bidders selling for just around that 2.2 mark.
Yep.
And again, a home that's going to be held and retained for probably 10, 15 years. Not a speculative buy. Not thinking of day trading it in November when they settle. So, a really good home and a strong result.
55 Bent Street, Bentley. Interesting sale, interesting story.
Yeah. Well, look, you know, we were very close on selling it on auction day to the point where basically the seller agreed to the offer and bid that we had.
Yeah.
The buyer got a little bit cold feet, would you say? And it does happen sometimes. So no disrespect to the buyer. They decided not to stand by their bid and walked away. And not more than about 10 days later, we were able to sell it to another buyer for
substantially more.
So, it was an opportunity missed for the first buyer, but we'll find them something.
And well done to the vendor. 14 Stockdale Avenue, Bentley East. What a beautiful home that is and was.
Yeah, and we sold that for the full asking price, you know, just under $1.65 million. And it was on the market a little bit longer than we would have liked. It didn't sell at the auction, but did sell for what I think is now, looking back even 3 or 4 weeks, a really strong price, as a few others have sold around it for, you know, significantly less.
2B Morby Road, another luxury property in Bentley East.
Yeah, you had the fun of doing the auction there. Again, another competitive scenario, four bidders for a home that's going to be, you know, lived in and enjoyed by a family. I think we had a reserve at $1,350,000. It sold at $1,490,000, which again was a really strong competitive result. And I think a premium for the last couple of bidders taking it out.
Now we've sold, now, of course, Hopkins Street was in Brighton East, but we've sold quite a number of homes in Bentley in and around that $3 million mark now. So I look back at our position on the market in Bentley, and we don't sell the most houses, and you know, we may one day, or we may never sell the most houses, which is fine too, but we're selling the best houses and we're getting the best results. That's one thing I firmly believe. Would you agree with that?
I think so. And look, we're very privileged and really pleased to be entrusted to sell some of these best homes. And there is a strong demand for them. It's a really great marketplace to be in.
Yeah. And it's a niche that we've really found. And I think, you know, there's no question that having been an agency that has been involved in selling prestige homes, whether it's in Crawford North or in, you know, Armidale or Brighton or, you know, Elsterwick or a number of those, of course, prestigious suburbs, we've taken those skills across to Bentley and to, and surrounds. And as a result, we've been, as you say, fortunate, grateful to be able to sell really the best homes in the area. 11B Riddell Street or Riddell Street, Bentley.
Yeah, Riddell Street, Bentley, another really nice townhouse. And shout out to the vendors. They'd also purchased a home from us, and thank you for the opportunity to sell for you again. So it's two times in 3 years in Bentley, so thank you. But again, we sold that before auction. We had a couple of people offering prior to the auction, and they were happy with the result and didn't need the auction on that occasion, Gary.
Is auction still the way to go, do we think?
Look, I think having the auction in place gives us a lot of advantages, but I think it's also for the agent to be able to manage the campaign correctly, read the campaign as to the best advice, whether we go all the way through or we potentially negotiate before. And look, sometimes you have to sell after as well, but I think having it in place certainly puts an anchor to an end date and time that buyers have to make a decision.
Provides a deadline, ensures that vendors can have an unconditional sale with no cooling off period, and also allows for competition and a premium, and I guess tells everybody what the property is worth to a great degree. It's hard to knock back when a number of buyers want a property, what its value is. So all the experts in the world can just sit that one out and let the buyers take it over and really decide. We've been very successful in selling off-market as well. Sometimes there's properties that are set up to go to auction a bit later down the line and they find the right buyer earlier on. So if you're looking to buy, don't just depend on what's on realestate.com or domain.com or any of the other websites, even garypeer.com. Get in touch with us because we are selling properties off-market. A couple of examples, 46 McLean Street. Is it McLean or McLean?
McLean Avenue, Bentley.
McLean Avenue.
Yeah, McLean. Yeah. I'd say it's McLean. Yeah. And we weren't showing that one. You remember that old ad?
McLean showing. McLean. No, you're McLean showing.
We weren't showing that one, but we did have a seller that was going to go to the market potentially later in the year formally said to me, Leon, if you can find me the right price for the right family, we'll move earlier. And while the price is not disclosed, it was circa that $2.75 million, which again shows what a quality modern family home in that area is bringing these days. So,
and a round of applause for the sale at number one, Clapperton. Street in Bentley.
We're going good here, Gary.
Champagne comedy, you got it here.
A very similar situation to McLean, where the owner said, I actually sold it to them a number of years ago, about 3-4 years ago, and they've said, look, if you can find me a buyer around this price, I don't want to go through the whole headache and the whole pain. I might do that down the track, but not now. And we, through the help of an advocate that we work with closely, had a buyer from Sydney who had a strong motivation to be in Melbourne, and one Clapperton Street's now sold.
It is indeed. Let's talk about a couple of other off-market opportunities while we're talking, you know, about off-market sales. Yeah. Probably a good idea to introduce them because there are a few that aren't out there in the marketplace known. But let's talk a bit about this house in Shrewsbury Street, Bentley East. What a magnificent property.
It's a beautiful property. We should have the images behind us now. And this is, I wouldn't say this is an off-market, it's a pre-market. This will go to market after probably school holidays is the plan. It's a preview, but we can get you through it now. And again, this is in the McKinnon Secondary School zone. It is an absolute knockout home, standout, very luxurious, very spacious. It's got a terrific pool area and a very much an aspirational, generational home. So if you are looking around that sort of high $2s to $3 million mark for a home in that school zone that is continually to make money for people and live in an incredible home, 44 Shrewsbury Street. Give myself or Jan a call, we'll get you through.
Another pre-market opportunity is 11 Deakin Street in Bentley East.
Yeah, again, in the McKinnon School Zone, a really luxurious home. It will go to market after the school holidays. We're a bit, you know, not sure we want to take some of these homes to the market when it's when some portion of the market's away during school holidays. But if you are looking to enter around the high ones to $2 million into the school zone with a lot of accommodation and a nice pool with a northerly aspect, give me a call. I'll get you through 11 Deakin Street.
A couple of other feature properties, Leon, that are coming up now as we get to wrapping up. Let's talk a little bit about Luckins Road, Bentley. This is a fantastic family home. It's just been repriced.
It has.
A great opportunity.
Yeah, and look, I think this is an absolute buy, and I wouldn't be shocked that by the time this makes it out to the air, it could actually be getting sold. But it's almost buying a home on land value, but the home itself is quite accommodating and in good condition. It's nearly 700 square metres. It's north facing at the rear, which is, seems to be the number one preference.
Absolutely.
And is absolutely, it's rescheduled auction in July, but can be bought before. So speak to me about that if you have some interest.
And speak to you about 50 Barrington Street as well.
Yeah, again, a really standout buy. 1899 and a half, I think, is a very, very sharp asking price. We've seen a number of similar homes in those streets sell for between 2 and 2.2 at the absolute peak of the market earlier in the year. But this is over 700 square metres with a really standout, cute family home in the McKinnon School Zone, Gary. It's almost guaranteed to make money for the future.
Feels like it and seems like it, and on form, it is like it. 697 South Road may not get to auction, but it's due to go this Saturday.
Yeah, look, we've been blessed to sell not only the best homes, but we also get to sell a lot of these display homes.
That's right.
So we sold the Glenville one last year, sold the Carter Grange one, we've sold a few for Carter Grange, and this is a Latitude 37. So it's a really standout, beautiful home, and there's some interest on it now, so it may not make the auction this weekend.
And what a great offering we've got in Brighton East, Leon, at number 19 Welwyn Avenue.
Yeah, this is one of the most luxurious, well-put-together family homes we've got probably on the market with all agents right now in all of Brighton. Done beautifully by the Marco Polo Development Group, who produce some of the finest homes in our area.
They sure do.
And it's definitely a home to be seen with two fireplaces, and there's marble everywhere, and there's all these little, a heating drawer, a little drawer in the kitchen where if you've come home for like we do late after working and your dinner's been sitting out, a heating drawer.
Ah, preheat oil. Yeah. Okay, very nice.
Have you seen those?
I haven't seen those, but I don't spend a lot of time in the kitchen, I must say.
I was very impressed.
In fact,
with
we had an auction recently and Philip said to me, "Oh, Gary, that room you're in, it was inside, that's a kitchen." Oh, fair enough, very good. But I know that group is fantastic. They've got a great reputation. They do a fantastic job. So looking forward to bringing that one to the market as well. All the details, of course, are there on screen. Now, we've sell some luxury homes and we sell properties at all different price ranges, but you know what? We just get excited as well about wonderful apartments, and there's one here in Centre Road that I know you're excited about. Let's hear a bit about this property.
Yeah, look, this is just a buy, whether it's an investment, whether it's a city pad. We've touched on before in the past some people who've bought and had a tree change and now missing out some of the highlights that Melbourne City has to offer. So some people are buying a little a smaller property to spend the weekend and see the kids and go to the theatre and go to the football. This is it. 404 at 730A Centre Road. It's as neat as a pin. It's secure. It's on the fourth level. It's got terrific views.
Yes.
And you could be there or not be there. Nobody will know. But I think whether it's for a first home, a city pad, or even a long-term investment, it will have some depreciation if you're an investor. These are all smart things to get into. So I reckon that's a bit of a buy. Not sure what else you can buy that's that good for under 500 grand.
That's our best and most affordable option that we can recommend. A recommended buy from Mr. Bentley himself, Leon Guzenfitter. That is a big wrap here. You'll be happy because, of course, Essendon won on the weekend, so that was nice. I'm not as happy that Carlton didn't, but that's okay. I'm sure we're going to be meeting again at some stage. Oh, who did win out of us two? I can't quite remember that.
I can't remember that either.
Yeah,
I'm not really sure.
Anyway, away from the footy, back to real estate. Thank you for watching the Bentley Report. We'll look forward to keeping you in touch. We are now getting to the interesting part of the year, the second half of the year. If you're wanting to sell in 2022, you probably don't want to do it in December and you're going to miss July. So you've only got a few months to get organised. So if you do want to sell this year, have a chat to Leon and the team. We look forward to helping you and bringing you all of the real estate news. I'm Gary Peer.
I'm Leon Guzenfitter.
Bye for now.